ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Zoe O'Sullivan joins us in studio. She's doing a B-reel. We'll find out what that is in a moment. And she's also been awarded today the National James Dyson Award for 2025 for her invention, Lymphia. The James Dyson Award is an international competition for engineering and design graduate students who are focused on developing designs that address everyday problems or global issues. And Lymphia is a device that allows patients to perform lymphatic drainage independently. Congratulations, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
So a B-reel is what? What do you do?
It's the like this daily photo app. So basically all your friends will be on it and they'll take one picture a day of what they're doing.
All right.
So you can see what they're up to. And I was just, I hadn't done mine today. So I was like, oh, this is a great place to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to do it every day, do you?
You don't have to. Like, no, nothing will happen if you don't.
Yeah, I know. But it's nice to do it every day.
It's nice to do it every day. Yeah.
Congratulations, Lymphia. So where do you go to college?
I went to Maynooth. I actually graduated just there on the 3rd of September. But right. I went to Maynooth for 4 years.
Studied?
Product design.
Aha.
Yeah.
Right. And I suppose most people on that course would be encouraged to enter something into the James Dyson Award competition, would they?
Yeah, that award and all the other awards that they are. But like, among others, the James Dyson Award, yeah.
Why did you choose that course?
I don't know. I don't really... I think it's mainly because nothing else spoke to me. I scanned like the catalogue and I was like, ooh, product design.
Yeah.
Nice. And I've always like been really into sketching. Uh-huh. And... making stuff, yeah. Kind of. So I was like, that's probably for me. Well, turns
like
out it was.
Everything. Look at all the products. We're like, the world is full of products.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always
And they
say.
All have to be designed.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Somebody has to do it. Yeah. Because I suppose people, when they hear that, they might think it's a little bit up in the air, but actually there's nothing more practical than what you do.
Exactly, yeah. It's very, like, at the core of everything.
Yes, you know it is, I mean? At the core of everything. Yeah, yeah. So as part of your final year, you have to design something, a product.
Yeah, yeah. It's our thesis, so to speak.
Okay. And where did the notion, what was the genesis of this idea?
So the summer before my final year, my best friend was diagnosed with liposarcoma lymphedema in the legs, and she's had a really, really rough time with it. She eventually
What is it?
So lymphedema is a condition that causes swelling in the tissue due to an underfunctioning of your lymphatic nodes.
Okay.
And it has multiple stages. In the initial stages, it's still like able to be prevented. But as the further it goes along, the less preventable it gets, and eventually it'll become chronic.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you can see it in the limbs, like they swell up, they're big, they're heavy. It's very uncomfortable to have.
Right. And what are the treatments for it?
You would use manual lymphatic drainage. So you go to physiotherapy and you get manual lymphatic drainage. Compression
manual
garments.
Manual lymphatic drainage. See, yeah. You've been using all these terms for
years. Yeah,
we're hearing them for the first time. So
it's just autopilot now.
Yeah. So manual lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
Right, okay. It sounds painful.
No, it's not at all. Okay. It's a type of massage, basically. It uses techniques and pressure that basically guides the fluids to areas of the body where your lymph nodes still work.
Aha, right.
Yeah. That's what it does.
Yeah. So it's like if you have a bubble in something, you press it towards...
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. So you do that with the body. So somebody is qualified to do this. They know where to guide the fluid to.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. So that's a professional person.
Yes. It would be a manual lymphatic drainage trained physiotherapist.
Aha. Right. Okay. So you saw your friend going through this.
Yes. And then what also... combined with that, I also had a breast reduction surgery the same summer. And I had a very difficult time recovering from it because I had to move back to college and I didn't attend manual lymphatic drainage. And that made the wound healing process really difficult.
So you had to have it as well?
No, I had a different procedure. But the thing is, lymphedema can occur through loads of
different
reasons.
That's what I'm saying. So you needed the treatment as well yourself?
Exactly.
After the surgery?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And I didn't get it. And I had really... a difficult time with the wound healing. I had hematomas for months. There was like swelling, bruising. It was painful. And then once I went back home and I had a few like treatment sessions, it like improved drastically.
Okay. Right.
And that's what made me like really delve into the topic because I was like, this is serious stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we do it ourselves?
Exactly.
Go on.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said go on. Carry on. Like what happened next? Yeah.
Yeah, so I... obviously, you have to do research before you do anything. So I did a lot of research into who suffers from lymphedema the most, and the risk incidence rate for people who have had breast cancer removal surgery is extremely high, because a lot of the times their lymph nodes will be removed from their torso because they will have the cancer.
Aha.
And that leads to the body not being able to balance the fluid levels inside the body, which can lead to a very high risk of lymphedema, especially in the arms, but the entire body. So, for example, people who have had breast cancer removal surgery are not meant to get injections or, like, what's it called? When you have, like, a little thingy.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're not meant to get anything
blood,
in the arm because,
her,
it, like,
yes.
Anything can trigger lymphedema. And they can get it at any stage in their life after they've had the surgery. So that's why I was, like, looking into them specifically, like breast cancer removal surgery, and speaking to a lot of like women who've like suffered with this and like what they would use for treatment nowadays. And I found that there was like a very serious problem with the compliance. So with the current treatments that are available, there would be like compression garments. I found that women would not wear them because they just didn't like them.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable to like have to acknowledge that you have to like wear something that makes you feel so bad.
So the compression garments work on the thing that they press.
Exactly.
They press the fluid towards somewhere else.
Keeps the fluid out. Yes, yeah. Yeah. That's how they work. Yeah. And there was like a very, like, they would just not wear them, like complete refusal. And then I thought that because manual lymphatic drainage is so technique intensive and it's very like hard to do at home, and especially if you have to like, because it's ideally done twice a day, but you can't go to physiotherapy twice a day. So I was like, if you could just learn how to do it on yourself at home.
Yes.
That's like the problem kind of
solved.
Yeah.
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 Why hasn't anybody thought of it before, you're thinking?
I think there's been similar products in the sense that people know what manual lymphatic drainage is. And they know that it's a massage. So you get things like the paddle. So I obviously had to do research into like the competitive market.
Yes.
But it would be, you would see like people use it online and they would be so aggressive with it because it's just like basically a wooden board.
Right.
And they would like rub it across like their legs and they would like get like red marks. And that does nothing for you. Like manual lymphatic drainage, like it has some pressure, but it's not, it doesn't hurt. It's not meant to hurt. Okay. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And that's what's so like specific about it, because it does, like, you do need to be trained how to do it. Like, it's not just, oh, wishy-washy, then it works.
So you've brought in your lymphia here.
I did.
It's a very pretty looking thing. It's pink.
Thank you. It's meant to be pretty.
Yeah. And is it mainly women who suffer with this condition?
Anyone can suffer from lymphedema.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just because it's pink. That's
that's because of breast cancer awareness.
Of course. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So talk us through it then.
So it's got this little handle. You're meant to like put it between your fingers like this.
Yes.
So it's very easy to hold.
It's a little bit bigger than a computer mouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little LED here. And then as you have the balls here.
Ah, yeah.
They're like this. And you would use it on your arm like that. And then as you use it, you can see the little light lights up. If it lights up.
So is it battery? Is there a battery in it?
It's chargeable.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not blinking right now. It was blinking outside. But it's rechargeable, yeah.
It's this radio. So it's fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the balls look like that old game that you used to have with all the balls. And I don't know if you ever, my grandmother used to have it. But so there's, how many balls are in it? They're like ball bearings.
I have not counted. Good
right.
few.
Yeah, good few. So you rub this on your hand, but is it also giving you a little bit of is there an electric impulse?
No. I chose steel balls specifically because they were cool.
Yeah.
Because cryotherapy is like proven to enhance lymphatic flow, actually. And they're also, it's just a really nice feeling. If you want to try it, here you go.
So why the LED then? What is that telling you?
It tells you if you're using the right amount of pressure.
Ah,
so yellow would be not enough, green would be perfect, and red would be the perfect amount.
Oh yeah, that does feel.
You see, the thing is, a lot of people would do it like that, but you do it like this. You go from the bottom to the top, and you do it slowly.
Oh, I see. Yes. Slowly. As opposed to this, you're just yes. So you're pushing it right up. I see what
exactly, because your lymph nodes, there's loads here.
Yes.
So you're
guiding the liquid towards the active lymph node. That's
exactly
what you're doing with this. Okay. Okay, so I'm just intrigued as to know how you knew this would work, or what experimentation you did, what testing you did.
I tested it on the people I interviewed. So I went back, I obviously had loads of prototypes. So I went back to them. I also could test it on myself because I suffered from a similar thing.
Yeah.
I've had manual lymphatic drainage as well. So I was able to like test it on myself, and like I actually did it like under my arms a bit because I had like strong bruising there. And after like a few weeks usage, it like very much like shrunk basically.
So this is a prototype?
Yes.
Right. So what happens next with this now? Not talking about the competition.
This would, I think I'll put it on my shelf. It looks really nice. No, I would have to redesign it for mass manufacture.
Would you? Yes.
Yeah, because right now there's like solar electronics, a bit of hot glue in there, like, you know, that kind of thing. It's not really ready for purchasing. But yeah, I'd have to be like redesigning it for like injection molding and things like that. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing.
And this is your career now?
I'd hope so. I'm actually doing a master's right now, so I'm not doing anything else.
But in product design?
Entrepreneurship and innovation.
Right. Yeah. And that'll back up your product design.
I sure hope it does.
Yeah. So what's the prize for the James Dyson Award winner?
£6,000.
Say again?
£6,000.
£6,000.
Yeah.
That's different to just £6,000. Sort of £6,000. £6,000. And you, of course, represent Ireland in the world.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I only realised that today. That's nerve-wracking. Isn't but I do.
Yeah, well, you've done it. You've the work done.
This is true.
Nothing to do for me now. Well, listen, congratulations. That's very exciting. And it's brilliant that it came out of trying to help people, including yourself, but your friend as well.
Yeah.
And this will help people. So watch out for the Lymphia in years to come. And you'll know that you heard Zoe O'Sullivan, who designed it, on the radio back in 2025. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.